This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervy, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And we are having some problems here, Kerry.
Some technical difficulties.
Unbelievable. And I have to tell you this. I learned when we had Corey Feldman on, and we went to the premiere of My Truth documentary, and it was supposed to be blasted all over the world, and he said that it went down, and he came on the microphone and said, "We were hacked. We were hacked because no one wants to hear what we want to say today."
That's right.
That's what Corey Feldman said. We were hacked.
Yeah, I remember that. It stopped in the middle of the movie. They put it on speakerphone, and the guy says, "I don't know what's going on, but we're having a live hack right now. The rest of the world can't see it." That's what happened. So some kind of technical difficulty.
So we are supposed to be live on Filmon.com, thanks to Alki David. But I'm just going to say we're hacked, even though I think Alki just didn't get it on Filmon.
I think we had technical difficulties last time, too.
Not only that. We're having technical difficulties on our Zoom call, too. How is it possible in this day and age, in this pandemic day and age, to have a problem with a Zoom call?
I have
my
no idea.
My five-year-old daughter puts together Zoom calls.
We got it! We got her! Oh my gosh. I'm so happy right now. She's here. Oh.
So my five-year-old Audie and Judy A. Mikovits both know how to do Zoom calls.
She can see us. I'm so happy right now.
You know, I hate to say it, and Judy, I hope you'll allow this to be a joke. I think some people would rather hear my five-year-old daughter than you today.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, and they probably think what she has to say has more importance than what you have to say.
Oh, yeah, some people have that kind of, the mentality is, I don't want to say low IQ, because there's a lot of people who have that are extremely intelligent who won't look at the other side of things.
Let's not talk about IQs right now. All right. Not important.
Fine.
What's important is having an ability to speak. And I got to tell you, I felt really bad for you this week. Notwithstanding it was my birthday and you wished me some beautiful birthday wishes.
I did.
I saw so many people unfollowing you when you posted that you're having Judy A. Mikovits on the show.
How did you know that?
And
no,
they
I'm
unfollowed
serious.
You.
How did you know that?
I was really upset about that. I can't believe, Judy, are you wearing a Blue Jays
hat?
Yeah,
but wait, she's not on. We got to pull her up.
Yeah, I got a
there
present.
She is.
Oh my God. And I didn't wear my Blue Jays hat, but I'm wearing my Toronto Raptors hat.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have the Blue
Jays. I got a present from my friends who I sent cannabis healing from Bridalwood Soaps. And so they gave me a box of healthy soaps and bath salts, and they knew I was a baseball fan. So when I was 10, the Detroit Tigers won. When she was 10, the Toronto Blue Jays won. So she gave me a blue one and a white hat. And I thought today I'd wear the white hat so everybody would know who the good guy is.
That's right.
You just told her how old she is, because it was 1992, I think, when the Blue Jays won the World Series. So she was 10, so you do the addition, but we don't know. But the hat looks great. It really looks spectacular. And I was wearing mine. I took my kids out cycling yesterday, and I was wearing my Blue Jays hat. So I'm so excited. I know you always wear hats. I got my Toronto Raptors hat on. So
I see.
You know, we're in the same city, not the same sport, but the same city. I want to say, though, Kerry, I know you lost a lot of followers, and it really bothers me, because I got to tell you.
Good riddance. I'm sorry. Good riddance. You know, if somebody doesn't want to look at the other side of of things. It's the first thing you learn in debate. I'm sorry, even in high school, you don't even have to go to college. Debate 101, know and understand the other side. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to debate it.
Just listen to what someone has to say.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you agree or not.
Yes.
But
right.
I think we're all smart enough, most people, to be able to just do your own thought process, your own research if you want to. Listen to it. Now, people are saying that Judy A. Mikovits, is her misinformation is harmful.
Right. That they say that to me when I talk about how
Carrie Kasem's misinformation is harmful.
They've actually said that when all I do is say, look, you know, I got a vaccine in 2007. My health went downhill after that. That's not, I don't have an agenda. I'm just telling people what happened to me. Right. And so it got so bad to the point where I then had Lyme disease, and I've been 2 years trying to get rid of it. And thank God I'm a lot better now. But if that happened to me after, a tetanus shot, what, you know, Dr. Mikovits is saying about all these other different vaccines with the animal DNA and the formaldehyde and the mercury and RNA, which is deadly. I'm just like, wait a second. Hold on. Why don't people want to hear this?
And I'm glad to hear it, but I'm also glad to hear those that say if we didn't vaccinate kids, that all of these diseases may be far worse than not vaccinating.
Maybe, maybe not. There's information on both sides that it's pretty compelling. So I really do feel that when we had, I think it was the measles, that there were 400 cases in the United States, and it was in one area of the country when they came out with a vaccination. 400 cases is nothing. At that point, there was, I think, 200 and something million people in the country. So it looked like it was already kind of weeding itself out, and now we have this vaccine. Okay, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't.
Well, maybe a lot of people are healthier because of the vaccine.
Possibly. But when you hear what's going in these vaccines, I don't know how that's possible. That's for me.
Well, and I think there is a way that you can find out how it's possible, but we don't want to sit here debating.
No, we don't. We have an expert on.
I just want you to know, Carrie and I disagree on almost everything. One thing, though, that we do agree on is that we want to keep an open forum here. That's what our show is about. We will turn down hate speech when it involves anti-Semitism, anti-gay, anti-racist, racial discrimination, religious, gender discrimination, anything like that that involves hate speech. But that's not what we're talking about here. We are talking about two different approaches, Carrie's and mine and yours, and we want to hear what you have to say, even though a lot of people have not followed Carrie because they don't think that you should have a platform. You know, the fact of the matter is, I do workers' compensation. This week, I wrote a blog, a very controversial blog, called All Injured Workers Getting the Shaft Because of Governor Newsom's Executive Order. This was an executive order that said that there's a presumption if you get coronavirus that it's presumed to be at work or from work if you're working. And my point was that a lot of the money interests were poo-pooing this only to take away from the legitimate benefits that other workers should have because they're saying it's too expensive for our system. People don't have to agree with it. If I think money interests are prevailing in the legislature, that's my opinion. It's from my experience with my workers who are injured on the job. So, you know, I've got some experience, and I'm not saying you're right, Judy, but I'm just saying you really have a lot of experience, and I want to go over this, and it doesn't mean that you're right. It doesn't mean that you're telling the truth. It just means that you have a right to say what you want to say, and people should not just turn away and say, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen.
But she is telling the truth. In my opinion, I'm just saying, in my opinion, this woman has, I mean, she was on the front lines with HIV. This woman was lauded as one of an immunologist, a scientist, somebody who was, I mean.
So, Carrie, that's called a fallacy. It just
No, actually, it's true.
No, it's a fallacy. that we're going to let you talk in a second. We just fight all the time here.
Right.
It's a fallacy. I love the Blue Jays hat. It's a fallacy. It is a fallacy that just because someone has worked in a field for 30 years or has done a lot of work with one particular, that what they're saying is correct or true or valid. That's the fallacy. Not to say that Judy's wrong, but it's just to say you can't judge a book necessarily by the credits. And I want to go over Judy's credits really quickly now, because it's important for people to understand that Judy A. Mikovits is a molecular biologist, a virologist. She, on her Twitter description, says a world-renowned PhD biomedical research scientist with 50-plus scientific published articles. She's now a New York Times best-selling author. Thank you, Facebook and Vimeo and YouTube for taking her off, because she's making more money by selling books. She's number one Amazon best-selling author, number two Becoming by Michelle Obama. There you go, Judy. You and Michelle Obama in the same breath.
Oh,
her books, Plague of Corruption and Plague, have done really well. Plague, the first book, number 10 on Amazon. We forgot Plandemic. Remember that?
Yeah.
She's the protagonist in Mickey Willis's viral documentary, 26-minute piece of it, where over 8 million people have watched it. She's got over 150,000 followers on Twitter, and she's only following 18 people. That's kind of weird. I know one of the people you're following.
I'll explain.
Okay, good.
One of the people you're following was Bobby Kennedy. He was on our show not too long ago with Aaron Brockovich. We had Bobby Kennedy and Aaron Brockovich talking about gas leaks. Judy, before we go to break, did you meet with Bobby today, or do you have a meeting? He did the foreword in your book, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And yes, we actually have met on at least 5 occasions. And the last one was last Friday, where we filmed the video from, with him to answer some of the criticisms and some of the things you're talking about tonight. So, yes, we've talked extensively, but his research is his research. And he learned, as he read Plague of Corruption, he began to understand the depth and the breadth of the corruption, which he had no comprehension of a year ago.
Yeah, and he definitely is an advocate for the show he was on. We're talking about gas leaks, and he's very much on one side of the story. So it's interesting that you have these people. There's some credibility there, regardless of what people want to say. If you consider Bobby Kennedy credible, Judge Pirro, that's another person you're following. And Rob Schneider, that's a real good one. There you go. Donald Trump, Rob Schneider, two peas in a pod. We need to take a break. We're going to talk to Judy A. Mikovits after the break. She tweets at Dr. Judy A. Mikovits. Check her out. And we'll get into some of the stuff on Plandemic and vaccines and everything else anyone ever wants to talk about. If you want to call in, it's 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law. Still thinking about what can go wrong? Instead, let's get excited about what can go right on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
She blinded me with science. Wow, she blinded me with science.
That's right.
Nice job, Wayman. How many more of those songs can you come up with? She blinded me with science. We're talking to Judy A. Mikovits. It's Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem on Gervie's Law on KBC. You know, Judy, we talked before the break about a lot of the accomplishments that you've had, and now all of a sudden you are running around the world, not literally, doing interviews, number one book bestseller, and it all came because of Plandemic. You have been very outspoken in the past, and you've been on all kinds of interviews. In fact, I watched an interview with Joe Mercola, Dr. Joe Mercola. Boy, that was technical. It made my head spin. That's hopefully we're not going to do that today, because it's just too technical. And, and Joe was sucking up to you. I'm not going to do that. Carrie will, but I'm not going to do that.
You are just on a roll today, aren't you?
Like butter.
Oh, my God.
So
It's all right. I can take it.
Judy, you can take anything. For what you've been exposed to, you can take anything. When I say exposed, you're a former scientist at the National Cancer Institute. You worked in top government labs on Ebola, HIV, coronaviruses like SARS. So you've been exposed to a lot of things and a lot of what you say to be corruption. For people who haven't seen Plandemic, because of course it was taken down, as Carrie mentioned earlier.
It's back on Vimeo. I have it too. If anybody needs it, I'll send it out. And they keep posting it on YouTube.
Right, when we can get it up.
Yeah. We can get it up, and we may see more of it.
Too much information. We don't believe in social distancing, but most men don't know 6 inches from 6 feet.
There you go. But most men don't know 6 inches from 6 feet. I'm going under my desk right now. Your husband has COPD, doesn't he?
Correct. He's sitting 6 inches from me.
Okay, as long as he's still in the inches there, not the feet.
Yeah, COPD from, I married him when he was 62 and I was 42. My first marriage, his third. He wishes he hadn't. The three strikes, you're out rule kind of works for him. But at any rate.
Well, I'm sure he's very happy to.
When I met him.
He's very happy to have you. And I know we say that because he would be maybe considered at risk, given what we've heard in the news about some susceptibilities to the virus. Before we talk about that and how real those things we hear are from your perspective, tell us what you really believe the issue. If you had to boil down Plandemic, let me take a shot at it, but I know there's so many things that said, and we can talk about masks, we can talk about the flu vaccine, we can talk about flu shots, that kind of thing, we can talk about conspiracy theories, but for me, it seems that the main point was that there are a lot of powerful people who have been involved in planning certain things like this pandemic, and they made it happen to get rich from a vaccine. Would that be wrong?
That would not be wrong. And in fact, Carrie's right, because no safety testing's been done in at least 34 years.
Can you say that just again? Just say that
Carrie
again.
Carrie is right.
Thank you.
Carrie
Thank
is you, correct Dr. Judy. Only because no testing has been done. So we don't know what diseases these vaccines are causing. We don't know what damage they're causing because they haven't been tested, which is required by federal law. So I'm not anti-vax. I made immune therapies for 40 years. I'm safe immune therapy. I'm safe drugs. I make drugs for a living and have for 40 years. And for some reason, these are magic Pez dispensers of immunity. And there's never been a study that shows, in fact, that's true. And that can't be disputed. And in fact, the government didn't dispute that because they lost the lawsuits that Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree with the I Can Decide Network brought from 5 years of FOIA requests all the way back to Brian Hooker, who brought the FOIA request for since 1999, 2001 against the CDC and William Thompson, the scientist at the CDC, who finally confessed that they destroyed the data that, in fact, vaccines can and do cause autism.
And
is he alive or is he dead?
No, he's alive. He's got whistleblower protection, but Congress has never brought him to testify because plandemic after plandemic occurs. This his revelations, the proof of his is, you know, the truth of what he said in his own words, that yes, we destroyed the data that showed vaccines could cause autism, and the most vulnerable were black boys under the age of 3. So all you have to do is wait until a black boy is over 3 years old and you reduce by fourfold the risk of him developing autism, and they couldn't wait before they gave that MMR shot. That's evil. And that's what was covered up. And that's since, I mean, it was covered up since 99, 2001. I'm a cancer doctor. I'm an AIDS drug developer. I'm a PhD. I work with patients. You know, I had nothing to do with vaccines other than developing immune therapies. That's the definition of a vaccine. Educate an immune system to prevent disease. That's what I did my entire life, infectious disease and cancer. You can't call me anti-vax.
You know, I want to just congratulate you because I know you won the Jeff Bradstreet Award for bravery and courage. Jeff, of course, was unfortunately either suicide or murdered, but he was a very well-known anti-vaxxer, and you were given the award for bravery and courage. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
When you
it's in my window where I live, so that every little child will know.
When you talk,
I can prevent one little child.
And that's really important because you're talking about certain instances. When we look at the counterpoint on that, as a lawyer, I often get other lawyers, they present me a case and they say, this is the case that proves this, this is the case. I never believe any of it because I do a little research and I found out there's another case that goes a different way. So I think that when you reference cases, it's important to know that there have been these cases. There are other cases, and I think there would probably be more when you look at vaccine. You say you're not anti-vaccine, and if people's lives are being saved by being vaccinated, if people are avoiding disease, if kids are being able to go to school without the fear of getting infected, isn't that a positive thing for vaccines?
Well, and it certainly could be, but again, the studies have never been done, and why don't we have a choice? Why doesn't a parent say, no, my family might be susceptible, and thank you very much. You can protect your family, and I'm going to protect mine, knowing what we know. This is why I say no masks, because my husband will die with a mask, and so will I. I have a congenital lung disease.
You know, it's just common sense, and I think people are missing it. I really do. Why isn't there transparency? Why can't we sue the vaccine companies? Why don't we have the, you know, when people get a flu shot, we hear, get the flu shot, get the flu shot, get the flu shot, get the, that's all you hear, but you never hear the statistics on how many people get the flu shot and then get the flu, and then they get sick, right? You never hear that. I watched my father, who never was sick, never got sick.
Casey Kasem.
Yes. Take the flu shot. When he was older, every year, and my God, did his health go downhill? My health went downhill. Okay, so I have friends who do not vaccinate their children. Their children are not sick. I have family members who over-vaccinate their children. Their children get every cold, every sickness, every allergy. So I just observe with my own eyes. I don't have anything to gain by saying this. I could actually be hurt by observing the wrong thing. I would be known as a dissident, and that's why I'm censored on social media, because I'm just observing, and it doesn't make any sense why people can't just look at the other side. They get so angry that they can't look.
You're so definitive in your opinions. Judy, I want to ask you as a scientist.
Because it happened to me. That's all I'm saying. It happened to me.
And it happened to me.
Here's my thing as a scientist. I'm not a scientist. There's something called Pascal's Wager. And Pascal's Wager has to do with belief in God. And Pascal said that if you don't believe in God, you may be in trouble if God exists. And if you do believe in God and God doesn't exist, no biggie. So what? You believed in something that didn't exist. It didn't really matter. When I talk about these kind of things, there's so many people who don't have knowledge, who don't understand their bodies, who don't know how they're going to react. There's legitimate fear. When you talk about COPD or any pulmonary issue that you may have or anyone else may have, there are a lot of people that don't really know what the effect of, for instance, not getting vaccinated, or don't know the effect of not wearing a mask.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
How do they know that?
80, 90-year-olds, 100-year-olds that are living don't have vaccinations or very little vaccinations. Those are the people living longer. 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, autoimmune diseases, cancer. How many friends of mine have cancer? How many friends of mine have immune diseases at 20 and 30 years old?
Judy.
At 80 and 90, 100, they're fine.
As a scientist, are you able to verify what Carrie's saying scientifically, or is it just anecdotal?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to have to do it after the break.
He doesn't want to hear that I'm right again.
I know you're right again.
You know, Carrie's always right. And all the 95% people who don't believe in what she thinks, they're not right. We're going to take a break.
It's not 95%.
We're listening to Carrie spouting off right here on Gervie's Law. Judy A. Mikovits, thanks for being with us here. This is Gervie's Law. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right. Wayman, you're on it today. Weird Science. I think you're going to get a smile from the Blue Jay hat wearing Judy A. Mikovits. She Doctor. Got a smile on Weird Science. You know, before the break, we were talking about Carrie's anecdotal evidence of vaccines causing a lot of damage.
Just like they say about that medicine that's healing people, I can never say it, hydrochloroquine.
See, if you really knew anything about the medicine, you'd know how to say it.
Actually, that's not true. There are actors that play...
Hydroxychloroquine, easy to say.
Oh, very good, Alan. Look at that.
You know what? Believe me, even though I have different views than you, I actually have some knowledge, believe it or not.
That's very good, Alan.
Judy, I want to ask you... the conspiracy theory aspect of this, you know, we talk about Dr. Anthony Fauci and, you know, I don't know what to make of the guy. It really bothered me, you know, when he says certain things like we will never shake hands again. You know, I think you should just wait. The speculation is crazy. But when you talk about him and you met him when you were 25 years old, way back when, and I don't want to date you because you look very young, but you were a lab technician at the National Cancer Institute when you first met him. And we hear him saying these things, and it's your position, at least from Plandemic, as far as I can see, that people like him and others perhaps are secretly celebrating, and celebrating is probably the wrong word, the destruction of people's health and the economy due to the spread of COVID-19. Is that fair for me to put words in your mouth?
Well, yeah, not exactly, because I don't speak about people. I only speak about data, and the data are very clear with respect to the masks, with respect to the lockdowns, with respect to the fact that natural herd immunity in countries and other places like Sweden and South Korea, that people who didn't lock down fared better, that most of our, asymptomatic carriers are healthy people. You clear coronaviruses, you don't carry them, you clear them. So you're not a healthy carrier if you've got an antibody. So the test has been misused. The continual promotion of the flu vaccine and the influenza vaccine has been shown in at least one publication concerning exactly this coronavirus can drive the disease. So why can't we walk in a grocery store and buy toilet paper? But we're forced to wear a mask, which will in fact activate your own endogenous viruses that are sleeping. It will suppress the very memory immune response you need to respond, the CD4, T cell memory response, which is clear from Dr. Russell Blaylock's work. So all of these things that we're told to do are not healthy for us. So we're laughing at the sign on the beach today that says, oh, you have to keep walking and you can't do calisthenics or yoga. What does that have to do with the spread of a virus? Nothing. That's about control, and that's about keeping people sick and in fear, which is powerfully immune suppressive.
All right, I'm going to get to that in a second, but I want to get back to my question, and that is, are these people like Anthony Fauci right now celebrating because somehow they've been successful in this facilitation of the pandemic getting worse because of the social distancing, in your words, not mine, and all of this stuff? So they're actually celebrating, because I have a different view of people. I think people are not that bad, that they're not really celebrating. As much as I hate insurance companies who deny and in bad faith deny insurance claims, I still don't believe that there are so many people who are celebrating the economy being destroyed as of now, and celebrating people's health getting worse.
I don't think for one minute they're celebrating. I never would say that. I do not think anybody's celebrating this.
Then you've never met a sociopath, either of you, because I lived with one for 34 years.
Okay, I don't care who you lived with.
Sociopaths, are there 1 out of 5 people are sociopaths? 1 out of 5.
So there's 5 people in the room here. Which one of us is the sociopath?
Maybe you. We don't know.
Judy. So, but let's talk about the conspiracy.
I'm not saying anybody's celebrating.
Okay.
I'm saying they were wrong. And they admitted that from the February 28th New England Journal of Medicine article, which Tony Fauci, Robert Redfield, and Cliff Lane, you know, literally said, this won't be as bad as it is, and said, oh, no, you don't need masks. And in fact, masks can hurt the compromise. All of these are things they said themselves, and they reversed. And yet what they said in the beginning is what's true. So what shut down our economy? What drove this? I don't think anybody's celebrating. I think a horrendous mistake was made.
Okay.
And somebody should step up and say, we're wrong. Sorry. Everybody go back to work. In fact, this wasn't the threat we thought it was. We're sorry.
Judy, isn't that in conflict, though, with a theory of profiting from this, from trying to get a vaccine? You know, you bring up Bill Gates and some other people who are putting a lot of money into trying to get a vaccine. And, you know, what we hear is that he's not going to make any money. He'll give it to the public for free. You know, you talk about Fauci making money from some of the things that he's worked on. Yet we see that British Medical Institute article saying that he only made $45,000 over, 15-year period. So where are people making money from people's suffering?
Well, $45,000, he controls $6 billion in grants and funding. He controlled all the funding that went to the studies of the other side. So who controls money? Who cares about his personal income? And it's not $45,000 on the grants since 1980. And I don't know that. And I didn't say that about Bill Gates. But Bill Gates doesn't pay taxes. This is considered philanthropy, what he's doing with these vaccines for 40 years. So this isn't what I said. This is what others said. I said in the meeting, what in the movie Plandemic, what my experience was. And the movie makers said, yeah, they backed it up with other people who said the same thing and supplied the facts. So when more than one person, and this isn't just me, these are doctors around the world that say the same thing about these lockdowns. I don't make any money. I have two books out there, and I might have made $1,000 in the past 5 years on the first one that we spent hundreds of hours working on. I lost every penny I ever made by standing up for the truth against false lawsuit after false arrest, you know, engineered by Tony Fauci. Why am I a fugitive from felony, fugitive from justice, not allowed at NIH where I worked for 22 years with a stellar career? Oh, so I can't prove myself right? And then they say, oh, you can't even replicate your own results? How can you replicate it when you're not allowed to go in a lab under threat of arrest? And nobody else is allowed to work with it. I'm just telling you the facts.
Yeah, no, this I understand that. I understand the facts. But why aren't other people saying what you're saying?
Hold on. I'm just going to stop there. Because at this point, I have doctors that explain clearly why vaccines aren't safe. Tell me when you want me to stop.
I don't want to hear Dr. about vaccines.
Nancy Banks,
I want to hear
about Dr. Russell Bailey. Same thing. These people all say the same. Dr. Shiv Chopra, right. Dr. Okay. Sherry Tempany, Dr. Susan Humphries.
For every doctor,
I have 50 of them.
50? You know how many doctors there are in the country?
This. No, no, no. These are people who are censored trying to get the same thing out. So,
but it makes a bad point when you bring 50 doctors out of hundreds of thousands of doctors in our country that you're using an example that are anti-vax.
Oh, so these aren't good enough scientists. Who else do we do?
Yeah.
Because someone has a medical degree doesn't mean they're a scientist.
You know what? She has given you the credentials that she has. Dr. Sherry Tempany has said the same thing. This woman is unbelievably credentialed.
Yeah. Dr. Sherry Tempany, Dr. Russell Blaylock, Dr. Suzanne Humphries, Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. Andy Wakefield, on and on, hundreds of thousands, and Jeff Bradstreet is dead for treating people. Dr. Bob Navio, who used serum, and that was the first antiretroviral. He did a double-blind placebo-controlled study in 2015, which had never been done in autism. And he healed people, and they took the drug away from the kids.
Are there more doctors that believe that wearing a mask activates the virus than doctors who don't believe that?
Yes.
There are.
They are censored. Absolutely.
So there are more doctors that believe that you should not. See, this is my point. I don't understand why, if this is the prevailing attitude, why are we listening to all of these other people who say that, you know, you don't have credibility for what you're saying because you wrote an article that was, what, depublished or something? Like, why are we listening to these? Yeah. Retracted. Why are we listening to these people if the majority think that you should not be wearing a mask because it activates the virus in your own body?
Because those people control the money. These people don't have lives or careers, and they could end up dead like my friend Jeff Bradstreet.
So, you know,
Do you think it was a suicide, Bradstreet?
No, I do not. So, nobody shoots himself in the chest three times and falls into the river. That's not suicide.
I think you're right.
Nor Timothy Cunningham, you know, this lovely scientist, PhD for CDC, doesn't one day say, wait a minute, that flu shot's killing people. I don't know what's happening. And he disappears, and then all of a sudden he's dead, and he killed himself because he's a closet gay man. Is that the worst thing you can do to a black, you know, esteemed scientist? Oh, yeah, right. Wow. You know, it's the censorship. It's the murder. It's the money that controls the message.
Are you fearful now?
No, I've never been fearful, but I was hunted like an animal in 2011 and 2012 before we came out with our book with thousands of references, including direct emails from Tony Fauci, from Ian Lipkin, from Michael Bush, from
feeling on this whole thing. I look at it. I look at both sides of things, and I have, and I've said that if I got bitten by a rabid dog, I would take a rabies shot or I'd be dead, period. That's what I would do. Yes, right. So, right. There you go. So, but I look at it as like, okay, we have all these vaccines. We've got, you know, a schedule of 39 vaccines before the child turns 18 months, and then 72 if they're by 18 years old, you've got 72 vaccines in you. Now, all these people in 10 or 20 years, they're going to grow up and they're going to be so healthy. This is what the CDC is saying. This is what the vaccine companies are saying. Big pharma, get your flu shots, get your vaccines. So now we have an entire generation of healthy people that don't need big pharma. We have an entire generation of people who are healthy that no longer need them. That goes against every single thing big business is. You do not take out all of your clients. To me, I look at it as like, well, you know what? This is a business model. You know, that people get sick, whether it's sick in their head or sick physically, and they go to a doctor, right? They get prescribed things. But now we have a whole healthy generation. That affects their bottom line. That affects their bottom line. If you have a healthy generation of 10, you know, of even us 20 years from now, we don't need them. Right. We don't need big pharma. We don't need your psych drugs. We don't need your pills, right? Because we're all healthy because we took your 72 vaccinations. That is where it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't connect at all. And now we have a man who does not have a medical degree telling the nation who we never voted in. This is a republic, by the way.
You're talking about President Trump?
I'm talking about Bill Gates, who says we have to take, and look at him laughing, we have to take his vaccine to go back to normal. You know, this man, how dare he? His audacity to say, that, look, go back to your computers.
Has he done no good
go
for
back
anyone?
To your computers,
is
man.
He evil?
Go back to your computers, Bill. There's also a lawsuit against him by the Indian Supreme Court for over-vaccinating polio vaccines. It went from 5 vaccines a child to 50, and now they have 450,000 cases of maimed or dead people because of
Judy,
the vaccines.
When was the last time you did an interview where it was hijacked by the co-host?
Oh, I love it. I mean,
thank you, Judy.
Because everything she's saying is true.
She's even more.
What she said a minute ago is the exact opposite. So these vaccines since 1963 on the measles shot, I had a natural measles infection. I'm healthy as a horse. I never get breast cancer. We know the protection now from childhood diseases against cancer. We see cancer, cancer, cancer. So in fact, what we see not is a bunch of healthy people, but is the sickest country in the world. Half our children has asthma. Everybody has a peanut allergy. I can't get on an airplane and get a peanut anymore because everybody's sick and the people, and they're the vaccinated. They're anergic. Do you know the term anergic in immunology? You can't make antibodies. So we can't make the drug, the immune therapy called intravenous immunoglobulin therapy. That's IVIG. We can't make it because to qualify for FDA, you have to have so many measles antibodies. And half the vaccinated since 1963 don't make antibodies, no matter how many times they're faced. That's why we have measles outbreaks, because the shots don't work. That's why we have outbreaks of flu every year, because the shots don't work. And the contaminants, the mercury, what you talked about, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the virus, mycoplasma, mold, Borrelia, that's the agent of Lyme disease. Lyme disease isn't caused by a tick. It's caused by a freaking injection.
Thank you.
Judy.
Thank you. People have thought I was crazy for saying that. You're the first person.
One to no one.
But you're the first person. I'm going to kill you after this show. But it's the first person to say that. I've been saying Lyme was caused by my tetanus shot.
My friend Carrie.
Okay.
I got to take credit. This is funny because Mickey Willis in Plandemic, Judy, couldn't get you as excited as Carrie Kasem just did. I'm
very excited.
Mickey has these beautiful blue eyes.
He does.
He talks so calmly. And my grandmother was Hazel Willis, and she had hazel blue eyes, and it was like looking into my grandmother, who lived in 94 years old, and it's like, no, she knows. She had diphtheria. She had no vaccines. We had no vaccines.
You know,
we were healthy as can be. My Cherokee relatives were 108. They had nothing, but the Supreme Court decided they were imbeciles, and it was okay to vaccinate them and sterilize them.
Yes.
We have to take a break, but I do want to give a shout-out to your grandfather as well, because you mentioned your grandmother, and you have honored him with your career because he passed away when you were a teenager. So I think that it's only right when you mention your grandmother that, you know, consider your grandfather as well, who didn't have the life that he should have because he passed away when he was fairly young.
Thank you so much, Alan.
You're welcome. We need to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Need a new perspective on law and life? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Will you let me come on
inside? Yeah, we're back. Wow, this hour has gone by so quickly. I'm surrounded by conspiracy theorists.
Oh, Lord.
And listening to Carrie, I want to hear Judy.
We got to put Judy on again.
I think Carrie is hogging the mic from Judy. I want to hear something positive.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's depressing listening to both of you talking about how all of mankind, womankind, has basically fallen apart because of vaccines, big pharma.
Corruption.
Anthony Fauci. What, Judy, can you tell us moving forward? Because we're in this pandemic now, whether we like it or not. We didn't get a chance to talk about things like how it originated, which I wanted to talk to you about, and some of the issues surrounding the chronic fatigue syndrome and XMRV. There's so many things to talk to you about, your imprisonment and that kind of thing, the credibility issues. I do want to hear from you what you think is positive that we can look forward to, if there's anything that you can think is positive. What can we do to get ourselves out of this situation other than not wearing a mask, as I pull out my black mask now?
I mean, yeah, you should see this thing. Put it on for her. It covers half his face.
I want to hear the answer to the question.
Well, the good news is the last chapters of our book are in. And yeah, see, that's bad.
Look at this mask.
Yeah. I can't see your beautiful smile, and that makes me sad and immune compromised.
What about my beautiful blue eyes?
Yeah. But I read lips for a living. My husband's deaf, so
if you
put the mask on, I don't get anything through.
Well, and that's a reason not to wear a mask.
The last chapters of our book, and it does compromise whole populations who can't see and can't see your truth and your love. That's why we don't wear the mask. But at any rate, the last chapters of our book, Plague of Corruption, is moving forward. And what it says is, hey, we've got health. We appreciate health. We appreciate good natural products, good healing, vitamin C, sunshine, exercise. We can realize with the technology, with the skills of science, if we just stop censoring, we could have understood what happened to those little black boys all the way back in 1999.
But Judy, it's not only the little black boys. It's also the people who are dying from the coronavirus now, COVID-19.
Correct.
I mean, our hearts have to go out.
From the coronavirus.
It's not. Wait a second. I want to hear that. They're not dying.
They're not dying from the coronavirus.
And you've said that people are getting, doctors are getting paid to say it's coronavirus, but it's not true. People are not dying from COVID-19.
Well, COVID-19 means coronavirus disease, but viruses, single agent coronaviruses, don't cause the disease. There's other factors involved, like the mitigating effect, like the COPDs, like the other things. People are dying of other things. You die with an infection, not from the disease. That's why I give the example what we learned about HIV. So when somebody dies today who is infected with HIV and they drop dead of a heart attack, do you say they die of AIDS? No, you don't. They died of a heart attack. So everything is being liberally called COVID-19, but you don't die from the infection. I haven't seen a single piece of data that shows me an autopsy of anyone died from their lungs blowing apart from that virus that we see. That's the testing says nothing.
Well,
antibody positive means immune.
That's
what we're not showing.
Judy, we only have a minute, but so many people are saddened by people's deaths, regardless of how you define it.
Absolutely.
But what about the 80,000 that died 2 years ago, or the 63 from the flu? We don't talk about that. I watch the elderly die in tens of thousands every year.
I'm not diminishing that. My cancer patients are dying today of cancer because they don't get treated. Is that complications of COVID? Yes.
Judy,
they weren't treated for their cancer.
Makes sense. I only have a minute here. Moving forward, what can we look from you, Judy A. Mikovits, moving forward in 30
seconds? Continuing to make safe, natural products. We can make safe vaccines. Let us.
Yes.
We can make natural products, drugs. That's all I've ever done my whole life that I've never stopped. We help people. They come to us and we help them.
What is your prediction on COVID-19? What's going to happen?
Hopefully the country opens up today. We realize that yes, they're very vulnerable to it, but yes, we're immune. We've developed a natural herd immunity, and we learn from it that we don't need vaccines to heal infectious disease. We have a God-given immunity.
Judy, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. You take good
nice
care
time.
Of yourself.
I will try.
And don't go away. We're taking a picture with your Zoom face.
All right. Thanks for listening to Gurry's Law. Tune in next week. Same time, same place, same station.
This show was furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.